Across America, people are still trying to come to terms with the prisoner abuse scandal. In Ohio, feelings are as strong as they are mixed. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
For the first time in weeks, it was mild in northern Ohio Thursday. All types of activities were moved outdoors. Nativa Redman and her young son, Darrell, decided to picnic and do homework near the fountains of the Cleveland Art Museum.
Right there, sweetheart! Right there, by the statue!
Redman believes the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal is not representative of the conduct of the U.S. Armed Forces as a whole.
These are both are all honorable men and women that I know of. I just hope that everybody over that's over there is safe. I know a lot of people who have gone over there. I know them personally. I just think I would be feeling really horrible if anything were to ever happen to any one of them.
Kathy Solomon, visiting the museum from an eastern Cleveland suburb, says the photos are sad.
But I think we'd be foolish if we didn't realize that it probably does go on. And probably we just don't see it.
But Dan Cudel, a handyman taking a break from a job nearby, links the war in Iraq to the September 11th terrorist attacks. He says the abuse of the Iraqi prisoners doesn't faze him.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So what? After what they did to us, who cares? As long as they weren't innocent. If those were soldiers that were fighting against us after what they did to us, I don't see anything wrong with what they're doing.
A handful of former U.S. soldiers enjoyed the warm weather with a beverage at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 4358, about 20 miles east of Cleveland. The group urged 35-year-old Scott Reed, a Gulf War veteran, to explain his views.
Well, I got some opinions, but...
Go ahead.
Turning serious, Reed said a combat zone is so different from daily life that most people wouldn't be able to fathom what goes on during war.
It's a whole different rules. As far as... military standpoint, you're governed by a lot of strict rules and training when you're stateside. But when you go over there, a lot of rules go out the window for obvious reasons.
But Reed says the abusive treatment of the Iraqi soldiers is not something his unit would have done. He blames the behavior on weekend warriors.
And the first thing I thought when I saw it on TV was they're a bunch of reservists and National Guard people who put in their weekend a year, 2 weeks in the summertime. And, they're not what I consider a professional soldier.
A few seats down from Reed, Fred Maxwell, who served in the Air Force, he says, a long time ago, got chided about his age.
He was in the Revolutionary.
But the buffer of laughter quickly faded into silence, and the bar turned reverent, waiting for Maxwell to speak.
Why aren't I guys given a chance to be prisoners of war instead of being blown up by terrorists? Why are our guys drugged down the street after they're killed instead of being prisoners of war?
But others remain appalled by the photos. At a driving range near the VFW post, Tim Lachina says the behavior is unacceptable.
It seems like it goes further than just the pictures. It's been going on for quite a while, it seems. Totally disgusted by it. I'm pretty disgusted with the whole administration, actually.
Lachina and others at the range say they're hoping the U.S. government will release additional information about the abuse so that the military and the country can begin to repair the damage. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.